I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, May 4th. There are 824 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Quincy. There have been 76 deaths and 334 people have recovered. There are over 64,000 cases in the state. Careless smoking is believed to have sparked an early morning house fire in Quincy today. Officials say the blaze started in a couch on the first floor of a multifamily home at 62 Winter Street in Quincy Point. At about 4:30 this morning, there were two people at the home and both escaped safely. Firefighters managed to confine the blaze to the couch. The third floor tenant was able to return. However, the first floor is not livable. That home is owned by Father Bill's Homeless Shelter and is slated to be torn down to make way for a new affordable housing development. Virtual graduation ceremonies will be held for Quincy and North Quincy High Schools this year because a traditional graduation is not possible due to the pandemic. The Quincy High graduation will be on Monday, June 8th, with North Quincy High on Tuesday, June 9th, both to be streamed and broadcast. Officials say they will recognize the class of 2020 in person at an event later in the summer if safety allows. Quincy City Council will meet remotely tonight and get an update on the pandemic from Health Commissioner Ruth Jones. Also tonight, Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci will ask his colleagues to support a measure to petition the state to allow voting by mail and to allow voice votes on matters related to traffic issues and to fill offices that require a roll call vote. The meeting begins at 5:30 and will be carried live on Quincy Access Television Channel 9. Reminder, please send us your videos of life at home during the pandemic. Email your submissions to COVID-19@QATV.org, then watch for your stories on Quincy Access Television Channel 8. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, May 4th.